Taiwanese immigrants have brought a popular drink to the United States, and it's making its way across this country. It's a kind of tea, but when you drink it, you also have to chew it. NPR's Laura Seidel has the second part of our series on immigrant entrepreneurs.
Cupertino Village Shopping Center in Cupertino, California, is an outdoor mall built to cater to the large community of Chinese immigrants in Silicon Valley. It's got plenty of specialty food stores. At least three of them sell something the Chinese call boba. In English, it's bubble or pearl tea. The tea is poured over ice and usually blended with plenty of milk and sugar. The bubbles, or pearls, are balls of tapioca at the bottom of the cup that fans here, like Nora Goh, say make the drink more like a meal.
I think it's just sort of fun because you get to chew on something while you're drinking, and it's just sort of like a different sort of experience than just drinking.
Stores also sell a special straw big enough to suck up the tapioca pearls, which have the consistency of gummy bear candy, only less sweet. On this sunny Saturday afternoon, a bubble tea shop here called Q-Cup is packed with young people, many of whom, like Go, learned about bubble tea on a visit to Asia with their parents. Others, like 24-year-old Carrie Chang, come to Q-Cup for the nostalgia.
I grew up in Taiwan, and I think Taiwan was the birthplace for bubble tea. So I guess for me, it's just because, you know, I miss my hometown.
The shop itself is sleek and contemporary, with pink counters, orange and blue chairs, and shelves that display trendy Chinese dolls. For many here, like American-born Mary Doe and Han Huang, it's a hangout.
It's like coffee, you know, coffee places. Yeah, so we'll just say, let's go get some pearl tea. And my sisters, they live right here, they come get this almost every day. They love it.
It's the Asian Starbucks.
Well, the owner of this shop is certainly hoping so. Lillian Yen, the president of Q-Taste International, arrives at her Sunnyvale office looking as trendy as her store. With her pink plastic briefcase, bright pink shirt, white pants, and red lipstick, she looks more like a rock star manager than a serial entrepreneur. Yen is also the owner of a successful Chinese restaurant. The Taiwanese-born businesswoman opened her first Q-Cup in 2000 after telling the owner of another shop she didn't like his bubble tea.
I asked him, why the tea here? The taste is not good as in Asia. His answer is, nobody knows here. We don't need to give them the good taste. So that's why I decided to looking for a good recipe.
She thinks she's found it, and she's trying to market her recipe especially to kids, teens, and college students who've been the biggest bubble tea lovers in Taiwan.
We try to make our store young and professional. We have bright image, and young people like it.
Yen has franchised her concept, and there are now 15 Q-Cups in Northern California, not all in Asian neighborhoods. But she's already got competition. There are at least two other bubble tea franchises in the U.S., Lollicup and Tapioca Express. Each have more than 50 stores as far from California as New Jersey and North Carolina. The founder of Tapioca Express, Wayne Ling, came to the States because he thought bubble tea could catch on here.
When I was in Taiwan prior to 1999, some of my friends ran this type of store selling bubble tea. So I had some knowledge of the product and I saw the opportunity in the United States. I thought people here could be quite receptive to the product concept and so on.
Bubble tea entrepreneurs like Ling of Tapioca Express are hoping that by mixing the unfamiliar with the familiar, they can make bubble tea a permanent part of the American diet. It's no coincidence that Michael Tran, a franchisee who owns a Tapioca Express in San Diego, used to work at Starbucks.
What we did for the place was to create kind of like an Asian Starbucks at the very beginning. Make it really welcoming, very cozy, and definitely stress on customer service. I think within a year, we were number one in San Diego.
That is in tea. Still, most shops are mom-and-pop operations, and some say that's part of what's made them trendy. Eric Nakamura, publisher and editor of the Asian pop magazine Giant Robot, is hoping there never is a Starbucks of pearl tea or boba.
You already know in your mind what the inside of a Starbucks is going to look like. But as a boba tea shop, you don't know if this is going to be a techno boba shop, or is this going to be laid back? Is this going to be the kind that has desserts too? And some actually have food now, rice dishes and stuff like that. The point is, I think you do pick one that fits your personality, and I think that's kind of cool.
On Sawtelle Boulevard in West Los Angeles, near Nakamura's offices, there are 5 bubble tea shops in a 2-block span. Nakamura's favorite is called Volcano.
Can I help the next person in line?
You know, it has a like, movie thing in case I get bored. You could sit outside. It feels like this one's faster paced than the other ones. The other ones are more laid back, I think. And I think, you know, just once people start coming to one, it's just one of those things where just you kind of gravitate toward that. You can't help but want to come and just people watch.
Increasingly, the people to watch are not just Asian American. Asian kids are turning on non-Asian friends. Take Christine Bjordstrom.
My best friend, actually. Well, my best friend at the time, she told me about it about 5 years ago. She was Taiwanese, so that's how she knew, and I think it's a Taiwanese drink.
Bjordstrom, a 20-year-old college student at UCLA, got her friend Masha Zev into the drink.
We hang out here for the boba, specifically.
Because of the boba.
The boba, our day revolves around it, you see. It is the 3 meals of the day. It's breakfast, it's dinner, it's lunch.
Really? You like it that much?
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people like it that much.
If they made, like, pizza-flavored boba, we'd be here.
There may not be any pizza yet, but at least a few shops are starting to sell crepes, popcorn, chicken, and fried calamari to go along with the bubble tea. Laura Seidel, NPR News.